Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of this podcast. And so in this episode, what we're going to talk about is a concept that is probably plaguing your life right now and keeping you miserable, okay? And we need to address this very, very quickly. So let me explain the story. So the story is this, is 2 days ago, I received an email from a marketer that I've been following in France. And basically, this email said something around the lines of, look, I've been in business for the last 6 years, blah, 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 blah. And in those 6 years, I learned something. And I learned that you are your worst enemy. All right? And you, right now at home, might be feeling this way. You've heard it many, many times. You are your worst enemy, right? But now here's the thing. Is it actually true? Right? Have you ever considered any other option or taken the time to actually think about it? Right? So this is what I want to do here in this episode, because I think it's very, very important to address this. Okay? One thing I want to say is, before we start, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand the concept. In order for me to sell you something, the best way for me to do it is to either make sure that if you're miserable, you stay miserable, or I want to make you as miserable as possible, okay? Because desperate people will buy anything. And there are a lot of concepts in marketing, a lot of things that you hear in marketing that you never question, that are basically techniques that are designed to make you feel bad, to make you feel miserable, so that you will seek a solution to a problem that you don't actually have, okay? That is the premise of what I want to tell you. So now, to this statement, well, you are your worst enemy. Are you really? I don't think so. I honestly do not think you are your worst enemy, and I'm going to explain why. So here is a basic concept of what people like to do in marketing, and in not just in marketing, in many, many different areas, right? So let's say this is 100%, okay? And here is the rule. And here is the exception, right? That tiny little exception, right? Now, people are going to tell you, oh, look at this tiny little exception. Well, forget about the rule, all right? And that's exactly what's happening here. So to the question, are you your worst enemy? I don't think you are. For to me, you are your best ally. And here's why. The reason is that your job is to stay alive. And you are doing a remarkable job at doing this. If you're watching this podcast, it means that you are alive. So I'm going to talk as if there were two different people. There's you and there's the person inside of you. I don't know, you know, it's metaphysics or something. I don't know. But let's imagine there's this person inside of you, and their job is to keep you alive and to keep you safe. And this person will do their job admirably well, 99.9999999% of the time, right? But there's this 0.02501% of the time when, oh, well, I need to go and build this funnel, and you don't do it, right? And that becomes the rule of, oh, that person inside of you is your worst enemy. So now think about it in the grand scheme of things. Like in your whole life and in the cosmic, you know, let's imagine from a planetary perspective, how important is that tiny little funnel that you had to do, or that business decision that you had to, in the scope of your whole life? How important is it? It is not. It's not. You being alive, you being fed, you having a shelter and all that kind of stuff, you having relationships with people, understanding how the world works around you, that is important. And that is what you do every single day. What that person, remember I said we're going to divide it into two different people. What that person does, this is what they do. And remember something, that person has been with you from the day you were born and will be with you until the end of times. When you basically expire, when you die, that person is going to be there. And I just find it very unfair, and not even unfair, but I find it completely stupid that people have the guts to tell you that that person is your worst enemy. It is your best ally. All right? Now, why are they doing this? Well, it's simply because if you feel bad about yourself, if you're miserable, what do you do? You buy their course, right? So they are trying to sell you something, and the best way to sell something to someone is to make them feel bad about themselves, all right? But this stuff, for them to sell you whatever course or product or something, might plague your life if you do not take the time to analyze it and think about it like, well, no, it's not true, all right? So this is something that I have a book, for example. So, so I created a few free community for entrepreneurs where we actually think, okay? All these things that some of you guys might have taken as granted, like, oh yeah, I'm my worst enemy. Well, we actually think inside that community. And inside that community, there's a free book. I've written a book, and there is a chapter that actually covers what we discuss here, okay? Because again, this thing there, I know people whose life has been played. They feel bad about themselves. They have low self-esteem. They think they suck, blah, blah, blah. Because someone told them, well, you did not do 20 push-ups. You are your worst enemy. You are not. All right? So no, some of you guys might tell me, yeah, well, there's more to life than just being alive. And so blah, 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 etc. Yes, indeed. There is more to life than being alive. But you know how you get that more to life? Is by being alive, being in the game. If you're not in the game, if you're under the ground, 6 feet under, there is nothing more, okay? So that's the thing that I want you to do is, it's not just in business, okay? Do it in everything. And this is something that really pisses me off with a lot of people, is that they will look at the tiny, tiny little exception, right? Sometimes it's like infinite, like a fraction. And they will basically make a rule, oh, forget about the rest. You should not. So please understand this now. You are your best ally. When you woke up this morning, right? You woke up this morning, right? When you made one push-up yesterday, you did it. Yes, you didn't make 20 push-ups. So some people will tell you, oh, you didn't make 20. You're a worse ally. You made one. So what I want you to do, guys, is always remember, look at what you are doing instead of looking at what you're not doing. This is someone who wants to sell you something. It's going to basically shed light on all these things that you should have done. Oh, you should have done this. You should have done that. Look at what it is that you're doing, right? That's not a lesson just for business. Your life is going to be immensely, immensely happier, okay? Now, do it for yourself and do it for others as well. Stop looking at what people don't do, okay? We all have a list, and this is really pissing me off, right? There's someone in my life, that's what they do. That's all they do. They have a list of, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. The list of what I have done, which is 100 times bigger, nobody cares, right? And obviously, this person is negative, always complaining, always moaning, all the time. Right? If they took the time to look at, hey, you know what? Wow, look at this, right? They will be a lot happier. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to understand that you are your best ally. There is nobody on this planet who's a better ally than yourself. Nobody. Do not listen. Well, I'm saying do not listen. You don't have to listen to me, okay? What I'm saying is this, is don't take anything for, at face value, right? I'm telling you something, you might be like, oh yeah, Martin's right. No. What I want you to do is take what I just said, process it, think about it, and then you form your opinion, all right? This is exactly what we do in my community. In my community, I want thinkers. I want people who understand those things, not people who just take random information and they just regurgitate it, right? Don't be one of them. By doing this, guys, that this literally changed my whole life. I will say at some point in my life, I was one of those people where, oh, well, yeah, I got some information. Hey, must be true. I don't think about it. There is like sometimes just asking yourself one question, one tiny little question that takes 1 second is going to take you way beyond 99% of the population who doesn't take the time to do it because people are lazy, okay? Don't be lazy. And I'm not saying you need, to sit and think for 3 hours. You just need to think for 2 seconds. 2 seconds will change it, right? In this case, you're your worst enemy. Am I really? What have I done for myself since I was born? I don't think I am. Okay? So I'm not going to name the person who sent the email because they're just, I guess, you know, and this is my opinion. Everything I'm saying here is my opinion. They're just one of those people who just accepted that. Oh, well, I saw this video yesterday on YouTube. Someone said this, or someone said this in a sales video. Well, it must be true. Let me tell it to other people. I think we have a responsibility as, you know, content creators and stuff. You have a responsibility for the current generation, for the next generations. These things can make people miserable. Imagine everybody's walking around thinking that, oh my God, oh, I'm the worst. Oh, I hate myself, blah, blah, blah. How exactly is this helping people, right? It is not helping people. So that is what I wanted you guys to understand. So again, as I said, I created a community. A community is completely free. Is with entrepreneurs, you will have access to me every single day. And in that community, what we do is we, first of all, we think, but then what we do as well is I show you how to build businesses that will basically run without you, using automations, using systems, using basic logics, so that you can basically have the life that, you know, a lot of you guys might want, which is, hey, I don't have to go to an office. I don't have to do this. I can do what I want when I want. Okay. And in that group, I give you all that stuff for free. And these podcasts here, they will be in there as well. There will be tips. There'll be hacks. There'll be case studies. I'll give you free stuff. I'll give you bots and stuff that I've already built, and you get access to it so that it will help you. Okay. So in that community, again, I don't want people like people are super gullible and people don't think. If you're one of those people, if you think that you are an interesting person and that you have a brain that you want to use and that using that brain, you will be able, and I can tell you, you take stuff that I've built. I already built the automations. You take that, you will be able in turn and in time to build a business that runs completely without you. Okay, so there will be a link to the community in the section in the comments there. And that's pretty much it. So let me know what you think. I want to hear your opinion. So please let me know what is your opinion. Do you actually think you're your worst enemy? Have you ever heard this from other people? And did this podcast help you rethink the whole thing and help you mentally with your mental health or stuff? Okay. So everything is in the air. Thank you very much. And guys, if you did like this video, please go ahead and subscribe to the channel and like the video. It really helps and it tells me if I'm doing a good job, yes or no. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.